free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.
Welcome to Take It From the Iron Woman. My name is Susanne Müller, your host and the Iron Woman. This podcast is about empowering yourself and others to make real changes in the world. You will hear from everyday, smart, sophisticated, hip people like you and me. Not everybody has to be an Iron Woman to impress the world. Together, we will learn from the sports and business leaders how you can become a more successful person as an entrepreneur or a leader. It's one step at a time, one day at a time. Take your steps now. Take your big steps now. Join me on this journey to success. Take It From the Iron Woman, we're your special guest. And today we go to LJ Finney. We met actually through a WhatsApp group by the ICF of New York. ICF New York is the International Coaching Federation with a chapter in New York City. It's interesting how you meet people today. When you see a little snippet, we're interested in somebody who has leadership coaching, PCC, and Hogan, and then you connect with each other. But LJ, just introduce yourself. What can we learn from you? I heard you do coaching and golfing, so I'm sure the listeners are eager to learn from you and welcome, first of all.
Well, first, thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here to share a little bit about the work that I do, but I'm even more excited to talk about just the way we organically get to connect with people and the importance of just human connection. So my name is LJ Finney. My company is N18 LLC, because in 18 holes of golf, you can learn a lot about a person and yourself. And so with our work, we blend experiential learning. How do you change behavior? How do you build awareness through activity? And golf is one of the activities we use. I often coach individuals one-on-one, not just about how to play the game, but more so how they're showing up for their employees, as leaders, for their family and individually. And we use sport as a way to distract them from the more uncomfortable moments that coaching can often uncover.
Your career started with golfing, or it started with coaching? That's kind of like interesting, because that's exactly what I have been researching. So the global business coaching with the sports parallels.
Yeah. Ironically, it started in neither of those. My background is computer science. So I actually started as a programmer at a manufacturing company. Oh. And then I moved into finance. And it was a very lonely job. It was very isolated. However, I moved into project and program management at this financial institution. And I found myself influencing people and using different tools and strategies to get people excited about work that they did not want to do. A great project manager is actually a great influencer. They influence more. The golf component, that came about in a unique way as well. I needed one credit to graduate from college. And I took golf because it seemed like it was going to be the easy course considering my computer science workload. It was kind of difficult, but I still did well. As I progressed in my career, I learned that golf was one of the tools that helped me build awareness of my own behavior. It helped me connect with others because I was more introverted, and it allowed for someone like myself to still remain true to myself and be an introvert, find ways to connect with people one-on-one and build relationships and get to know individuals that I wouldn't normally have had exposure to. I golf right now with a woman that's 92 years old as part of our golf club, and she is out there swinging the clubs. And what it made me realize is that golf can be a universal unifier, even in such a divided world, but we have to pay attention to how we're showing up. Bridging all of that, like, how did we bring it all together? When I left corporate, I left because I wanted to be more impactful and really connect with people and connect with our motivation and what makes people show up and do this work and build their business, and just the motivational side of why we even exist. And so it felt very aligned in my purpose to be able to talk to people, to think about how they're connecting with others, how they're identifying with themselves and their own feelings and emotions, and just being able to be outside. We sit in a desk or sit at a desk and we're indoors. What if we were just one with nature and able to connect with others? And how much better would our work environments be and our ability to connect? And I felt like it was the grand intersection of all of the things that I love, and I brought them together. And here I am today.
This is how it should be, to bring all our passions together and also our potential to share with others. I need coaching. And then you say, okay, but we go to the golf course. And I'm like, obviously a novice. As I said to you, I played once on the driving range and I think I got a blister on my hand. That's my extent of golfing.
You might have been gripping the club a little bit too tight, and then that would be a tension. Maybe we need to just have a conversation about relaxing and letting the club do the work. And we've got these tools, and we don't need to make the tool do the work. We can let the tool do the work,
which
is the golf club. It's even about being able to relax. Great question. When I am working with clients, it's one of two different strategies. Initially, I started the practice working one-on-one with people that wanted to learn the game, because there were a lot of mental barriers. Mm-hmm. People have a belief that the game is not for them. They have a belief that it's only for men. They have a belief that it's only for people that are rich or affluent. Mm-hmm. They have a belief that there's so many pre-existing beliefs that I would spend a lot of time working with people and coaching them past their limiting beliefs around what the game is before we could even get to the opportunities to grow within it. So one-on-one people would come to me about, I want to get into this game for work. I want to get into the game to play with my family, or I just want an activity that I can continue into my old age for life. I can't play basketball. I can't play baseball or do these other things or run anymore because it's hard on my knees. Those were the people that were in transition, navigating change and life change. In other cases, I had individuals that already played golf and they were just looking for coaching on their just overall business strategy in life. I just want to talk through things. I need a sounding board. I just want general coaching. I want to show up in a different way in my office, or I'd like to leverage this game to build more relationships, and I want to transform how I've used it in the past. Maybe I was super competitive and now people don't really like me and they don't want to work with me and they don't want to play golf with me. How can I change the perception of me using this game? So that was another way to allow people a tool to invite others into their life and view of who they are and allow people to connect. Those were the two ways. It's changed ever so slight because that's not really scalable. I've grown into using golf as a medium for bigger conversations, executive retreats, team building, and group activities so that people can play together to change their behavior, to get to know one another in a more organic way, and then start to leverage this game as a way for them to continue growing together in their office once I've left them. You have an activity that you can do together. Once I'm gone, you can continue to build on that. And it has lasting impact and effect. And as coaches, that's all we ever look for. How can we have and create and influence lasting change? Not a one and done, but an opportunity for people to reflect, actually take ownership and change everything, have agency and control of that, and not feel like everything's happening to them, but that they have a say in changing their own behavior.
I'm learning so much. When I used to work in an organization, they would have golfing afternoons. They never took me because they only took the guys. And maybe there was one or two women who were invited because they knew they were good. And the rest was like, all right, they go do golfing and they make the deals and we're falling back, right? I'm left out here.
Missed opportunity. It's such a missed opportunity because even if you weren't the best golfer, just being there, the energy and the insight that you could have provided, maybe you don't know the game as well, but that's what we really work to identify. How can we make people comfortable in spaces that they wouldn't have normally seen themselves? You should see yourself in any place that your colleagues or your peers are going as well.
Yeah, but it seems like it's so segmented, right? So these are the golf people, these are the running people. And now I heard from somebody, cycling is the new golfing. It's like a click.
And the pickleball people.
So whoever doesn't play tennis anymore does the pickleball.
Exactly. But there's no reason you can't consider or try all of the activity. I feel like that's been the biggest conversation. If you're going to create team and community, how do you make it inclusive enough that allow people to explore and test their own limits? Because maybe that's the opportunity for someone to do something uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
They'll take back into the office and be more willing to take a chance in the office as well. They're more willing to put themselves out there. Like these behaviors, and I love sports as the analogy because mm-hmm. if you push yourself, you just don't know what your limit is. Imagine if you take that same challenge and opportunity in the mm-hmm. office. Push yourself to have a conversation with someone you don't know. Mm-hmm. Push yourself to take a little bit more of a chance on a project and don't play it safe because it could be quite beneficial. It could be, mm-hmm. which is what businesses are looking for.
When you are outside of the office, things are happening, right? In a team, you bond with somebody that you might see any given day, but you don't talk to them. And then all of a sudden you're next to them and you start to talk and you find out, oh, we have things in common, and also the golfing. So that helps. It's that team bonding that you want to create.
Absolutely. It creates mm-hmm. more opportunities for organic conversation. Mm-hmm. Basic mm-hmm. things like maybe I have a passion for art and maybe mm-hmm. I've gone to a few exhibits or I'm aware of some new opportunities or mm-hmm. new shows that are coming. I don't think that the office allows for enough time mm-hmm. for you to have that kind of conversation. The small talk that allows you to learn more about a person, there's only but so much time that you can talk mm-hmm. about the weather.
That's true.
You can't talk about the weather for 2 to 4 hours on the golf course. That's only but so many
minutes. That's interesting.
Unless you're a meteorologist. I imagine that they talk about the weather for the entire round, but otherwise, I'm not sure.
And what talks are coming up? It's you show your inner self. You share something maybe personal and say, oh, my family, that you probably would never bring into a conversation?
Honestly, people are very uncomfortable talking about themselves at work. They're not bringing their full authentic self. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of it. Mm-hmm. It happens more organically in spaces that aren't tied to work. Mm-hmm. So you may speak about your family. You may speak about where you were raised. You may speak about your favorite stories. You just mm-hmm. are more likely to talk about things that matter to you mm-hmm. because even if the person isn't interested, they're still interesting facts. Mm-hmm. What I challenge people, even in the coaching, in the work that I do, and you know this from our coaching conversations, mm-hmm. ask open-ended questions. Can you imagine one open-ended question at a golf course? When you're talking to someone, most people like to talk about themselves. That kind of creates a very open door mm-hmm. for people to just share who they are. Like, what inspired you to go there or do that? Mm-hmm. Where did you go to school or what did mm-hmm. you study? Or were you in any clubs when you were in school? Do you cook? Do you have any favorite mm-hmm. meals or favorite restaurants? Have you seen any good movies lately? Have you read any good books? It's limitless.
Oh, endless, yeah. Or talking about golf, where have you golfed around the world? This is something that people like to brag a little bit.
Or what got you into the game? Like, yes. I can tell you, if you would go down the rabbit hole, I needed 1 credit to graduate from college. I looked through the syllabus and like looked through all of the offerings. I saw that this class was there. And there were other 1 credit courses, but I knew I wanted to be in a business arena. I knew that uh-huh. golf was one of those sports yeah. that people played for business. Mm-hmm. And I knew no one in my family could play. No one in my friend circle. I just didn't have that type of network that played golf. Mm-hmm. College offered an opportunity for me to have exposure mm-hmm. to something that I wouldn't have normally had access yeah. to. For me, that was obviously life-changing because I'm still like leveraging it.
But yes. And you're glowing.
And glowing because it genuinely makes me happy to be mm-hmm. outside and to be able to appreciate the grass and the greenness of it, the birds mm-hmm. chirping, the natural mm-hmm. occurrences of flowers. And we don't always pay attention to how beautiful nature can be. And it's not promised. Like, today I can walk the golf course, but maybe I won't be able to do that in the future. Mm-hmm. Why not take advantage and mm-hmm. really focus on being present? The people that do yoga and meditation, I've learned so much from the practice of being present, being where you're. Mm-hmm. I tell that to my clients that we can't control what's happening outside of our immediate, like what we're doing right now. We can send emails, but imagine a space where you are just one with yourself. It is taboo to look at your phone while you're on the golf course. It is not really an acceptable behavior. It's poor etiquette. to take calls and be on your phone. Imagine being fully present with the people around you. You don't even get that at a dinner table anymore.
So there is etiquette. So it's the elegance. There's etiquette. And that's what you all learn when you are on the golf course.
Imagine bringing that back to the office. You sat in meetings where people start going through their phone while you're trying to have a conversation. Yeah. How rude is that? We forget that the basic decency is to give someone your undivided attention.
We need to learn that again. We need to unlearn and then learn it again. Are you a risk taker? Because you said, oh, there was one credit in college that I needed to take and golf spoke to you. Or how does that translate into your life?
That is such a good question. I like to say I am a person that plays it safe, but my golf game has encouraged me to take more risk and to trust the process and trust my game. I would practice and I would learn, what are my skills and my capabilities? Like, how far can I hit this club? When I went to the golf course, I would play it safe. I'd say, you know what? I'm just going to go with the shorter shot because I know I can do that. The game taught me to push myself a little bit more, to be more of a risk taker, to also bet on myself and bet on the fact that, like, if I put my mind to it, I've seen myself execute, try it. Inherently, as a like project manager and a computer science person, I am averse to risk. I am a risk manager. I am like not interested in anything that will cause a schedule to be off budget, out of score, off schedule. So I am risk averse inherently. Golf and just meeting more people through this work, through coaching, has also taught me to challenge myself and my assumption that for all that we do to play it safe, you still might not be playing it safe. So maybe take the risk and gamble a little bit.
And what can we lose? And when you say in golf, okay, you miss a hole or whatever the language is in golf, but we try, we fail, we try, we do it again, and we learn from it.
Exactly, because there's really no such thing as failure. There's just opportunities to learn and grow and to not repeat the same issue or error, but just to continuously improve. I'd even say, like, our conversation here, so organic. It's a good chance. I had no idea. I went and checked out your podcast. I thought it was amazing. And I said, okay, I could do that. But it's still taking the chance of saying, I'm curious, I'm interested, let me explore what that is. Who knows where it will lead?
You never know. We can collaborate. I can run. Some people say I should do running and coaching, but then when you're running, you're maybe out of breath. The coaching might be a little difficult, but we can also walk and coach. Or
I will change that. We should pause there because I know a gentleman he's a coach for families of, I want to say that it's the high net worth families, but usually family trust. So he coaches the successors. You have the family trust and he coaches the descendants or the children and that would be inheriting the trust. He does walking meetings with them. So he's just walking coaching meetings with the leaders and the individuals that are part of that family trust. Okay. And he does that because, one, he has to come to them, obviously, being ultra wealthy and uber wealthy will dictate your plan. When he does, he meets them on their estate and they walk the estate and they talk about whatever the topic was that they left off from the previous week. How do you want to deal with or address your children who are the successors and being able to identify which heirs will take which roles in the family business? Like a lot of amazing conversations he has with them walking. And I thought, what a productive way someone out of their head, because if you sit across from someone at a table, it can be very contentious. It can be very stressful. Even if you're sitting next to them, if you're sitting across from them at a restaurant, walking, you're in nature. You can distract the person from whatever may be stressing them out. You really have so many tools to be able to get them to focus. And or even just, I think we need to pause. Let's take a moment and breathe deeply and do a lot of those exercises. Nature can be your best.
I think so. And especially in today's uber connected times when we spend so much time on the phone and 7,000 messages. And I just read an article like people check their emails before 6, after 10 o'clock. Throughout the day, you have meetings. You don't have time to do the real work. But then we take the time, we go and do the forest bathing, we do walking, we do golfing. We take that time. And it's also about the health issues, or even healthy mindsets is contributing to our happiness and productivity and being more effective.
What's it all worth if there's no joy or happiness at the end of the day? What was the point of it all?
I know.
I mean, perhaps this is just my opinion, but life, it seems like it would be worth living if you enjoy it.
I agree with you. Why not add some sprinkle, some happiness into it and do what the people like? It seems like you do coaching, you do golfing, you love it. Is there anything else that you do to recharge your batteries, or is that the golfing?
The golf has been the recharge of my battery and taking trips and seeing the world. One of the most exciting journeys is that golf courses, they're everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize that it's a universal language. So getting to meet people from other parts of the world that love the game with the same passion has been really exciting and been part of like just the journey for me. When I went to Thailand, I got to play in this group. And some people from northern China, some people were from different areas of the country. And we spoke golf. English was a common language, but we all spoke golf. Mm-hmm. Language was universal. And I just felt like if we could bring that same ability to unify people mm-hmm. across the world through a game, I feel like the world would be a better place. If we could just play together, like when we were kids.
Yeah.
Just play outside. And maybe it's too optimistic, but I'd say that's how I recharge. I spend time with my family, my friends, but I spend time with myself in nature and playing golf. That is how I recharge.
Such wise words, and to end on a high note, but thank you so much for giving us a glimpse into the golfing world. I learned a lot. So maybe, who knows, one day I will pick up the golfing and add that to my resume. But thank you so much.
And I say you can do the run club.
What are you taking away? Are we taking up golfing now? Maybe. Why not? Try something new. Take a risk. Why not? Take it from the Iron Woman. We have episodes every Monday. Come and join us. Ask questions. Learn with people. Grow with people. Play golf with people. And also, Take It From The Iron Woman is the book, Global Business Coaching with Sports Parallels. Download it or get it in your local bookstore. And also like and subscribe to this podcast where you're listening to this podcast now. Okay, talk to you soon and bye-bye.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.